this is an interesting segue into my request. This is the exact question that was just raised by Mr. Teasure. But I'll preface this by starting out saying a little bit about modern technology. Modern technology is a blessing, but it's a curse. So the real result of this petition or request that you see before you today stemmed from the fact that we now have our maps available online to the public. They can see leases, they can see pending applications, they can see public ground, both Baylor, set aside. The particular area of this request is some additional claiming ground that was set aside by the commission in 1930. Due to some mapping anomalies of a couple of leases that were inside this area, that are actually riparian lease, forced ground leases, it caused a hiccup in our mapping system so that this particular portion of the additional clam ground did not show up on our public map. So it appeared that it was vacant ground. So we received a call or an application to, I think it was really a request, to lease an area within this what appeared to be vacant ground based on looking at our public map. And initially, I myself told the applicant, have at it, because we were both looking at the same map, until I looked at our actual CAD maps, which I found out this was some additional public claiming ground. So that prompted a discussion with the applicant about the fact that we couldn't lease it because it's set aside by the commission. So the applicant, Mr. John Vigliotti, who is the principal of the actual applicant, which is Ward Oyster Company, asked, could he put in an application and then request that the commission consider vacating some portion of this public claiming ground? And that's what's occurred. So the location of this is the Mobjack tributary of the Ware River, which is a tributary of Mobjack Bay. So what you see on this map, and is this whole area along the shoreline up to this point, which is a private lease, and then wrapping around this piece of actual Baylor oyster ground, and then going down off the page and around. As you'll see by numerous notes on our CAD map, that this was public claiming ground, see commission minutes of June of 1930. In 1929, to the east of this, the commission set aside a larger area of additional public claiming ground. And for reasons currently unknown to me, but I'm working diligently to try to discover why the commission came back the next year and set aside this area further to the west up to this across this line from Windmill Point to Jarvis Point. I hope to have some additional information on that next month if you deem a public hearing is warranted on this subject. So I'll leave that at that. So in essence, what we have received is a request to lease this dashed area by Ward Oyster Company, which is entirely within current public claiming ground set aside by the commission, as I said, in 1930. We don't feel that we can go any further with processing this request. We haven't even run an advertisement for it yet because it is within ground we can't lease at the moment. So in discussions with Mr. Vigliotti, the principal of the Ward Oyster Company, and at the staff level, we determined that we believe the best approach here, as Hank alluded, it's not unprecedented for someone to ask to have previously set aside ground removed, that we would bring this to the commission, explain the situation to you, and request from staff, and I think Mr. Vigliotti would like that request too. I invited him. I haven't seen him in the audience, but he was supposed to come today. I don't know if weather precluded it or he's sitting behind me and I don't know it. Well, there he is. He is here. So that's why we're bringing this to you as a request to hold a public hearing in a similar matter that Fisheries comes to you requesting public, or, you know, to hold a public hearing in next month. That is what we're requesting. We don't have any current recommendation yet. We would want to do a full public interest review, inform the public. But we feel that if the commission decides today that this is not a good idea to even move forward, then obviously we wouldn't hold a public hearing, and we would I believe, even though the $25 is non-refundable, that also would be up to the commission whether we would give Mr. Vigliotti back his $25. I think he's okay with spending that, even if this is the end of it today. But we have not incurred any additional expense on him in the newspaper ad yet. We think that if you hold a public hearing, that we would still hold off advertising this until you held a public hearing and you decided whether you wanted to remove any or all of this. If you decide not to, then again, his application is moot. We wouldn't advertise it. If you did decide to remove it next month, if there's a public hearing, we would do the normal public interest review. We'd advertise it in the paper, and in essence, the public would have two shots here to comment on whether this area should be vacated, and then again, whether it should be leased to a particular entity. I'd be happy to answer any questions. I know Mr. Vigliotti would, I think, be happy to answer any specifics on his reasoning. He does have some reasons. He owns the adjacent lease here, and there are some reasons related to aquaculture and the type of bottom here that he believes this would be conducive to aquaculture. Anecdotal information so far is that there's not really any public clamming going on at this western edge of this public clamming. But again, we investigate that more over the next month. If you decide to hold a public hearing, we'll try to give you some more information.
Well, I'll just note the irony here of the juxtaposition between these two cases here, and kind of highlights the industry's concerns here that set asides become permanent. And what is this, 82 years later?
1930.
5 years later. Okay.
Good thing we revisit every 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for putting that clause in. Yeah. Thoughts from the commission at this point on this request for a public hearing? Mr. Erskine?
I just had a question, Ben. You indicated that maybe that area to the north is not productive. Does that indicate that the rest of the ground may be productive public claiming ground, or do you anticipate that?
Yeah, it's hard for me to gauge what the reaction from the public claiming waterman entities will be for this. There is definitely claiming activity in the Mobjack Bay, and some of this additional public claiming ground is definitely used. Again, I've talked to law enforcement a little, and Mr. Vigliotti, I think, has his own anecdotal, because he works the ground out here. It is very shallow for most of this area he's requested, so it precludes use by traditional clamming activities we see in this area, which is dredging, you know, with a boat. You'd almost have to get out here and do it by hand, which we don't think there's really much of that happening in this particular area. It does get deeper as you go out, you know, towards this is the additional public ground south of it. But so it's hard for us to gauge what the reaction might be. This is obviously, you know, if you remove any portion of additional public claiming ground, that raises the issue of what's next. Are you going to take more of it? And at some point, I think the claiming industry will, you know, they'll say, wait a minute, you know.
Thank you.
But again, that's why we think we need to hold a public hearing to get that input back to see what the reaction is. But it's still up to the commission.
Ms. Amy.
I think after the discussion we had on agenda item number 7, I would definitely support the request for a public hearing.
Is that a motion?
If there's no further discussion, I'll make a motion for the request for a public hearing on agenda item number 8.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any further discussion?
For next month.
Yeah. For February.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.